For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The last Friday of summer. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, where's Ike? There's no Ike. It's just you.
It's just me.
Yeah.
It's just me. Sorry to disappoint everyone. But I'm here. And I'm not going to say holla at your boy, because I could never pull it off like
no,
Ike.
No. You can't say holla at your
but
boy.
But I will say the Phils are...
No. Don't do it
maybe.
Yet. Don't do
maybe.
It
maybe. What a win. What a win.
It was a great win. Was feeling pretty bad for the first five innings or so there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was feeling horrible.
Well, because it felt like a carryover, and I was like, oh, great. We're going to revert right back to where we were before the run.
Yep.
You know, so
I had so much to complain about. I was writing my notes. I was like, what is Trey Turner doing at shortstop? Why can't they score any runs? Blah, 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 blah. But then Brandon Marsh and Nick Castellanos saved the season. And we'll get to it later when we get to leading off. Not a bad player to count on combination from you and me.
Well, that's actually why Ike's off today.
Because he had Price as his player to count on.
Yeah.
Wasn't right. We nailed it. We nailed it.
To save from the embarrassment, yeah.
Yeah. So Ike will be back on Tuesday when we are back after Labor Day, but we are at Cheeky's and Pete's, Jack and I in South Philly. There is still time to book your fantasy football party at Cheeky's and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Okay. Now... we didn't, because we had Radiothon yesterday, and by the way, I think we're close to $600,000 now raised for the Eagles Autism Foundation, so congrats to the Eagles Autism Foundation, and of course, congrats to us for helping to do it, and thank you if you contributed or even listened yesterday. But we didn't get time to dig into the interview that the morning show did with Jalen Hurts yesterday, and the comment about Jason Kelce and blitzes and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So let's play it for you if you haven't heard it, and then we will discuss.
It's a different approach in some areas and some facets. I think Cam has really done a really good job just taking that role on and really taking on the responsibilities of what comes with leading that group. You know, I think in the end, I think when you look at this upcoming season and what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility, and as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had, but now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
Okay. So, Jack, I'm struggling with this.
Yes.
I was trying to work it out on the air yesterday, but I ended up thinking about it last night and thinking about it this morning, and I'm still struggling with how I feel about it. So let me lay out to you the different options I see. See what you think.
Right.
So to me, this, the comment itself and the thought behind it, sits into one of three categories. It is a good thing, it is a bad thing, or it is nothing. Right? So let me lay out the case for you for it being a good thing. The case for it being a good thing is, here is Jalen Hurts recognizing potentially what the problem was prior, recognizing that he is behind in his evolution in that blitz stuff and he wasn't able to do it, wanting the responsibility and looking forward to the responsibility of having that, which you want your quarterback to do. And those things, and he was aware it wasn't good enough. He was aware it was a problem, all of those things. So awareness, the looking forward to having the responsibility, those things, if I wanted to say it was good, I could land right there. right?
Right.
But let me make the case for it being a bad thing. The case for it being a bad thing is he is still trying to skirt the blame of what happened last year onto somebody else. The second thing would be that he is pushing that blame onto a Hall of Fame player, one of the most beloved players ever in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. And the third thing I would say, if I'm making the case that it's a bad thing, is that his pride will not allow him to take responsibility for what happened. He has to put it on someone else. And he's still focused on whatever happened last year instead of whatever's going to happen this year. So that is the case for it being a bad thing. And then, of course, there's the case for it being nothing. In maybe it's just true. You know, maybe it's just, look, Jason Kelce was good at it. They told him not to worry about it for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could look deeply into why they decided that. He's not here anymore. Cam Jurgens is here. Jalen Hurts will have to do more. It's just the reality of it, and it's really not that big a deal.
Sure.
So those are the three things. Good thing, bad thing, or nothing. 215-592-9494. Where do you sit on the Hurts comments about the blitz pickup? And I truly cannot figure out where I can talk myself into all three.
Yeah.
Where are you?
And I can, too. Like, I think on one hand, it could be a positive, like him wanting the responsibility. But I leave those comments being more annoyed than anything. Like, again, the quarterback is just so much different than any other athlete in all of sports. Like, maybe a star NBA player is probably the only comp to being a quarterback. And you just sometimes have to fall on the sword. And you just have to say, it's on me. And does that get annoying after a while? Does it make you not want to listen to press conferences? Does it make you not want to tune in to hear what he has to say?
Same thing with head coaches, by the way.
Same thing with head coaches.
Yep.
And it just, it doesn't scream like leadership to me, finding another thing to pass the blame on last year. And I really haven't heard him say, it was me. Like, it falls on me, too. Like, it feels like it's always, well, and he never said this publicly, but there's been enough reporting that he was not getting along with the head coach.
Right.
So that's one of it.
Yep.
It's now the Hall of Fame center, who, by the way, it was no problem in 2022. When he was great,
calling out protections just fine,
perfectly fine.
Yep,
was damn near the best player in the league, and they almost won a Super Bowl. And then you have that comment yesterday. And by the way, people act like that's the first time he said it. That's about the fourth time he said it.
Yes,
if you're paying attention at home,
you've pointed them out to us.
Because
I actually think we've played them before and discussed them, but
yes,
it never caught on, so nobody ever talked about it.
Because it's like Is he doing this right now, like, again, with the Jason Kelce thing? And then he's talked multiple times about, it's just so tough having different coordinators. Like, wake up, buddy. You're in the NFL. You're a $250 million quarterback. Like, sometimes you got to just take it. You're paid to take the arrows when they're fired your way. And it just feels like, again, because, again, it's the fourth time he's done this with Kelce, where it's like, wasn't my fault. Like, the other guy was doing it. It halted my growth and stuff like that. Well, you could have also learned alongside him. You know, like, there could have been I'm sure there could have been a conversation there. I just...
By the way, and I'm curious why he didn't, right? Did they try it and he not pick it up? Did whatever he was seeing and whatever Kelce was seeing, did that not line up and it ended up being not productive? That they were, I agree with you there, but it also leads to more questions
of
for
course.
Me as to, well, why? Why was that the case?
Well, what I can't figure out, obviously we don't know all inside the NovaCare or inside the game how it all plays out. But there's a time last year in the Rams game. They played the Rams early in the season. They're in the red zone, and Kelce comes over fuming at this on the sideline, and we hadn't seen that before. Was that when, like, him and Jalen aren't on the same page and stuff like that? So when he was talking yesterday, by the way, again, no excitement, you know,
that's just who he is.
It's who he is, yeah. But I mean, it's a more of a lighthearted thing more than anything. And then to continue to do this, kind of saying the center was a problem last year with the blitz protection, like, just own it. And I haven't heard enough of owning it. I've heard more excuse making. And when you're in that position, like, you have to sometimes eat it. And what's going to be so fascinating this year is if they struggle against the blitz again, we know who's it on this year. Like the
well, that would lead me to the positive part of it, right? So, and this is why I keep flip-flopping on this, because
classic Eskin,
you
classic
know me.
Spike, always flip-flopping,
no opinions, you know, a hedge on everything. That's sort of my famous thing here. But as you're talking, I'm agreeing with all of those things, but then I'm saying to myself, okay, he did that, but then he essentially just told everyone, this year it's on him,
yeah.
Which is taking the responsibility for it. So I can't, which is a positive, right?
Sure.
Assuming that he can do it.
Yeah.
So I keep going back and forth. And from a leadership perspective, I think that is the other part of this here too, is that he, you know, Ike has said a bunch of times, he makes $50 million a year. He's getting all of the credit. So. And there's a lot of other players who are grinding themselves into dust physically for a lot less money. And he needs to be somebody who takes those bullets for guys like that and doesn't put it on those guys and takes it himself. And so I bounce back and forth between, well, he's blaming somebody else for last year, but he's also saying that he's going to do it this year. So I can't figure out whether what he said indicates something positive or something negative.
And what worries me is that in 2022, I feel like he hadn't arrived yet. And I feel like last year he got a little bit ahead of, like, I've arrived, I'm this kind of guy. And I just want to know what the real Jalen Hurts is. Is the real Jalen Hurts, and it's something we're going to learn this year, is the real Jalen Hurts, the 22 Jalen Hurts who is like, coachable and team and having fun on the field again? Or is it 23 where it's like, not me, you know, like I am the guy? And listen, it's a really fascinating look at it, because I think it hits different people different ways. I think there's definitely people, I'm sure Corey in Columbus, I'm sure OG Wade, I'm sure they're saying, like, that's a positive leadership. But I think there's a lot of people that are like, really? Like, now it's someone else's fault for what happened at the end of last year?
By the way, to some extent, at 215-592-9494, do you think Jalen Hurts' comments about the blitz pickup in Kelsey last year are a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing at all? I think the man, I lost it again. Beginning of the show.
Nice.
I gave the phone number.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I want to get back to it.
Yep.
You're saying responsibility. I totally
22 Jalen versus 23 Jalen, which
Jaylen
is the real Jalen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gone.
Well, again, flip-flopping. Don't know where you're taking
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, hey, do you want to introduce next question? Do you want to make the next question today a Foxhole guy?
Of course.
We have Foxhole guy? All right.
We do not have limited seats in the Foxhole guy. I mean, we can
We can limit it.
Make
it,
like, give it, yeah.
Make it like Bitcoin. There's only so many of them. We can't make more. And to put a new person in, we got to take somebody out. We could do that.
Sure.
So for next question today, you'll call with your sports point. At the end, we will say next question. The best one today will get a position in the WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole Guy list.
Yes.
So the question today is... It's not officially the last Friday of summer, but it is unofficially the last Friday of summer. It's the last weekend of summer, as Labor Day is on Monday. So for next question today, best thing about the fall.
Ugh.
Best thing about the fall.
I think when you reach your 30s,
yeah,
start to realize fall is the best.
So I went through a fall is the best season, but I'm actually just back on summer.
No. Too hot. This summer was egregious.
It was very hot.
It was a hot boy summer.
So what... I think that means something different.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So what is, give me the best thing about fall.
So the best thing about fall is mornings like this morning where you walk outside, a little crisp.
The crisp walk outside.
Take a deep breath.
Yep.
Inhale a little bit.
The fall air hits
you. Yeah, big fall air guy.
So to me, the best thing about fall is hoodies. I am a hoodie guy.
Yeah.
The summer makes it difficult for hoodie guys.
Believe it or not, yeah.
You know, I carry it around with me. As you'll notice, I always have a hoodie. But when it's 98 degrees, you can't really wear the hoodie. So I'm a huge hoodie guy. And the fall allows you all the different sorts of hoodies. The thin hoodie, the heavy hoodie, whatever hoodie. The pullover, the zip, whatever you need. So it's prime hoodie.
Well, because you're always cold.
In the studio, I'm often cold.
Yeah, but you've also, I mean, at home, you do sleep with three coats on, you know? So, like, you are, like, I know how when you get in your 60s or 70s, you start getting cold all the time.
I'm not that, though. I'm not even in my 50s yet.
But you're trending towards that.
I do get cold.
Yeah.
I do get cold.
You're a cold guy.
I do get cold. All right. 215-592-9494. Jerry in Douglasville starts us off. Jerry, you're on WIP.
All right, guys. I think this is a nothing, but I don't know what we want this guy to do. Like, every – since college, he's accepted responsibility and ownership for everything that's happened to him. He got benched for Tua. He was fine with it. He came back and scared him all the time. I mean, I don't know what we want this guy to do. We act like Kelce never did anything wrong. Like, 3 years ago, we wanted to – he was done. Everybody was saying he was done. He should retire. We got to find somebody else. I mean,
he was all pro last year. He was all pro last year. Jerry, he was all pro last year.
I understand he was all pro, but 3 years ago,
I don't care about 3 years ago. I don't care about 3 years ago. He was. This is not. By the way, the all pro voting is not in Philadelphia. It's across the country. So he was all pro last year.
But he was calling the protection plays 3 years ago, right? I'm assuming he's been calling it the whole entire time. So when he was not good, it wasn't his fault, and everybody wanted to run it out of town because he was done. But now Hurts is saying, like, hey, listen, I'm the quarterback. I want to call this out, and everybody's got a problem with it. It makes no sense. The guy can do no right. It doesn't matter what he does.
Well, that's not true. It's not that he can do no right. It's just that people like you don't want to say anything when he does something wrong.
Dude, I can care less. He wears the Eagles jersey. I don't care if his game was bent over. It doesn't matter. I want him to succeed. I don't care who it is. But the guy, every time the guy does something – Sirianni, he doesn't get along with. Doesn't get along with Kelce. Him and AJ Brown were fighting on the sidelines.
But all that stuff is true. But all that stuff is true.
It's not true.
Okay. So you're one of those guys. Okay. You are one of those guys. I'm willing to be swayed that it's a good thing. I'm willing to be swayed that it's nothing. I'm willing to be swayed that it's a bad thing. However, the denial of reality is the disease that is floating around Philadelphia. It's worse than COVID. You should double mask so you do not catch this inability to acknowledge reality, which is the most contagious disease in Philadelphia sports, he didn't get along with the coach. True. He was fighting with AJ Brown, didn't get along with him. True. They wanted him to be a better leader. True. All those things are true. They are true and they happened and they will be discussed because he's the most important player on the Eagles.
Right. And the only way we succeed as a team is if he excels.
Yes. But it doesn't mean we can't acknowledge the whole thing, Jerry, about him not he can't do anything right. When he took the team to the Super Bowl in 2022, all anybody here said is that he is going to be one of the three best quarterbacks in football for a decade. There are number one jerseys all over the city. Like, come on. They acknowledge reality that people praise him when he does well and they criticize him when he doesn't do well. That's what happens with quarterbacks. It doesn't seem like you do.
I understand. I do. I completely understand it. But you act like the team is going to fall apart because Kelce isn't there.
No.
I don't think we're talking about Kelce. It's just annoying that it's another thing added to the list here of reasons why things went wrong last year. I haven't heard enough of, like, listen, I wasn't great either. Like, where's that kind of accountability?
I mean, I think he said that multiple times. He has to be better. He said multiple times that he has to be better. He said it multiple times. Like, I don't know. What do you want the guy to say? You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing he could do. There's nothing he could do.
But that's not true. It's just not true. It's not true that he's nothing to do. All right. Thank you for the call.
I got one more point before the question, too. I got a name for the show.
Fritz and Friends?
There we go.
Yeah.
this call turned right around, Jerry.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
all of a sudden you're going to go to the top of the list now. All right. Do you have a favorite thing about fall?
I do. This is going to be Yoshi territory, but black spandex pants on women.
Wait, what is it?
Spandex pants.
Oh, spandex pants.
Slash yoga pants.
Spandex pants on women.
Yeah, I mean, but they're all year, really, right?
Well, I mean, in the fall, though, you know, they can pair with the things, you know what I mean? It brings out a little bit, you know.
For sure. That's a good one, Jerry. All right, brother. Thank you. What do I want
him to say? Like, we haven't seen this with other quarterbacks.
No. Most of them know the paint-by-numbers answers to things like...
And Jalen knows.
Well, would it... Okay, here's the deeper question. When you say... It's annoying or it's bad. And the option's good, bad, or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bigger problem that he is skirting blame and blaming Kelce? Or is the bigger problem that the team decided at some point, this guy's not going to do that. It's just going to be Jason Kelce. Like, from a football perspective, is it weird that he was not involved in that, if that if that's the truth?
It's probably a better question for Ike, you know, right, about the football stuff. But, like, just for me as a fan, more the skirting responsibility thing. Like, he can say, I need to play better, of course. But, like, you also don't need to do all these other things on top of saying you need to play better. Like, it's just been a lot more of, again, skirting blame and not really just kind of taking ownership of what happened last year. Like I don't understand how you can't take ownership of the blitz thing. Is it because you're hearing all the people saying he struggles with the blitz, he struggles with the blitz, he struggles with the blitz? Or do you, I thought you don't listen to the rat poison.
So what if, so I'm just trying to play devil's advocate
it up. That's what
so,
you are.
So what if what he said, if what he said was exactly true, let's say what he said is exactly true. They told him not to worry about it. It was Kelce that was doing it, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Is it still a problem that he said
it
yesterday? Okay.
Quarterbacks have covered up things for years that are going on with the team. It's part of being in that job, and that's part of the reason why it's annoying to me.
215-592-9494. Hertz's comments about Kelce and the blitz, good thing, bad thing, or nothing at all. Steve and Cherry Hill, you're on WO.
Hey, guys, happy Friday. How are you?
What's Steve, up, good Steve? To talk to you, pal.
Yeah, so anyway, freaking Hertz, I don't know, man. He's headed to the direction of your former number five on the Eagles. Annoying, man. Soft-spoken, it just reminds me of him. To blame Kelce is totally wrong, you know what I mean? I'm totally with Jack on this. I think he's soft-spoken, and he's starting to be annoying almost. But, you know, the silent guy is not what I expected, you know what I mean? He's not taking the blame for anything.
I think what's interesting is for somebody as few words as he says, it would be very easy to not make any headlines at all. Like our response to him could be, he never says anything.
Yeah.
Oh my, Wentz was that way.
Wentz is that way.
You know, now internally, Wentz, it was different. But externally, Wentz just gave the cookie cutter press conference answers that don't give you any traction at all. And
that can be annoying, especially when the team is struggling.
Now, Hurts presents that way, but he doesn't always say those
things.
He's
a smart guy. Like, I think he's very intentional with what he says. I think the biggest thing he has to learn is that people do listen, and they do take what you say, and they interpret it. It's like, what is that? Again, if this is the first time, I think people could be like, whatever. Like, it's just a one-off thing. Again, it's like the fourth time he's done the whole, like, we had a guy here last year, obviously a great player, but, like, you know, I didn't get a chance to do any of that. And it's just like, what are you doing? Just, like, what are you doing?
I agree. Totally agree.
Steve,
Jackie baseball, the best win in the series, I think that was big last night.
Big one. Yeah, because, like, if they come off getting almost no hit and then the offense struggles again, which for five innings they did, and they don't score a run or they score
against
one run.
Against curveballs, by the way.
Against curveballs.
Yeah.
I think we're right back to square one. You know, you people erase the Royal Series, they erase the Astros series, and they say, nope, they're still not there. And I think by coming back last night, hopefully get some wind at their sails and believe again.
Hey, Steve, what's the best thing about fall?
The start of football.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good answer.
Football season. That's the best for me anyway.
Yeah. It's not better than postseason baseball.
He went, when your home team is in
weekend,
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Steve went chalk on that one, but it's a big answer.
Yeah, it's a Mount Rushmore answer.
Yeah, we got it in there early. I also thought was good, and we'll talk more about the Phillies as the show goes on. I also thought I like when pitchers don't have their best stuff, but grind through it anyway. And I thought Sanchez, he had bad luck with the Trey Turner thing.
Yeah, but by the way, I mean every time the ball's hit Trey, I'm convinced something's going to go wrong.
Well, the other thing that happens with Trey now is once every two games he airmails a throw to first base that either gets past Harper or pulls him off the bat.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah. Yeah. He's they might have to move him to second base next year.
Or left field.
Or DH.
No, we got our DH.
Yeah.
We got our DH. But yeah, it's a coin flip when the ball's in its way. And it's again, I say this every year, I feel like, because, you know, Freddie Galvis had it down for a little bit, but I really do take for granted the Jimmy Rollins experience at shortstop.
Yep.
Every ball, right on the money.
Yep.
Could make every play.
Yep. But it really is, when the ball goes to Trey Turner, it's like
it's a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a coin flip every time. Not great.
No.
Not great. All right, coming up next, CBS released the top 10 QB and head coach combos in the NFL. Hurts and Sirianni are on the list. We will tell you where they are on the list and figure out whether it's appropriate or not next, as well as continuing the conversation about the Hurts comments about the Blitz and Jason Kelce. Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? Was it nothing at all? 215-592-9494. We are at Cheeky's and Pete's on Packer Avenue in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I wonder who here
knows it.
Knows AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. Oh, that guy does. That guy with the camouflage shorts does.
He said, hell yeah. He said, that's my favorite song.
He knows it. We are in South Philly at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Avenue. There's still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. So we had the Eagles Radiothon yesterday, and we had Kylie Kelce on, and we did the Hoagie Mouth quiz where we showed her words, you know, from the we showed her words, and she had to say how to pronounce them as somebody who's really from here would pronounce them.
Now, words she doesn't use this in her everyday language.
Yes,
I think that was apparent.
Yes, but you know, words like home, as home, and water, all those things. My favorite response, and the video is online.
Yeah,
my favorite response to it is, people don't talk like that here. I've lived here my whole life. This is made up. It's just like, I think they hear it so much.
Sure.
That they don't recognize that it's there, in that my wife did not recognize she had an accent until I pointed it out to her.
Yeah.
As she's from Drexel Hill.
Right.
So she didn't recognize it. So I think that's the accent does exist.
Yeah. And I still have it a little bit. Like, obviously, I didn't go to a prestigious Syracuse University like you did.
That's what we're doing.
With all you other nozzles.
Yeah.
But I did go to Bloomsburg, Syracuse of the PSAC, and it was not worked on there.
No. Nobody pointed it out.
I got
to
my
you?
First radio thing, and I was like Toronto and like Crown, you know. So I still have a little bit of it. And I was like, well, I sound like an idiot, like kind of like an idiot. But I'm going back to using Crown. I think it's funnier.
To Crown.
Yeah.
Well, because for a lot of people, you're just going to get utter confusion. Like Ike is. I've heard it before.
He can't get over Crown.
Yeah, so I've never said Crown for crayon, but I've heard it enough to where I understand it.
Yep.
Ike had never heard it before, so it is that thing is new to him, and he can't really – he's having trouble grasping the Crown part.
It's like whenever he says theater.
Yes.
Like I can't compute when he does that.
I do like the fact that he didn't know it was salmon until he got to college.
Oh, he's saying Salmon?
Yeah, he was saying Salmon.
He was not saying Salem.
No.
He was not saying Salem.
He wasn't saying
and
that.
And again, I didn't get much response on this yesterday at Positivity. No one called it Arkansas?
No one calls it Arkansas.
Well,
before they learn.
In the beginning, I did. I didn't know everyone out here was a genius.
Yeah, but don't you learn that word with the word?
I'm just saying, when you look at a map.
Well, obviously, but you don't. You're not looking at maps until you know what that word is.
No, I don't think so. That's not how I was taught. We were eye testing with the maps.
With the maps?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything to you.
No. It was Arkansas.
We will give you the top 10 coach quarterback combos in the NFL as determined by CBS in a moment. Now we're talking about Jalen's comments about the Blitz and Jason Kelce. Good thing, bad thing, or nothing at all.
Once again, WIP looking into Jalen Hurts' comments.
Wow, this is going to be...
Season starts Friday.
His whole career, you know? This is the way it goes.
Season starts
this
Friday.
This is the way it goes. I really bounce back and forth between good and bad and nothing.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. I would love to skewer him for it. I would, because I think...
But it could be a good thing.
The fact that he wants this on him, and he's recognizing that he did not have it before, is a good thing. But him insisting...
Why can't he just say that... Internally.
Right. Him insisting on the blame for last year not being on him is the bad thing. I just can't figure out which is more. Julius in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What up, Julius?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, man?
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, listen, I'd say it's a good thing and nothing. And the reason why I'm saying this is this. I see Jalen Hurts as somebody that wants to win so bad. He has patience. He has passion. And he's like a warrior. And of course, I'm going in the heat of battle. I'm going to argue with my best friend. I'm going to argue with my coach because I need to find out how to beat this list. I need to find out how to do this. I need to find out how to do that. Kelce has been doing all these good things for me, and I appreciate it. I love him very much. But now these things are coming at me, and nobody's telling me, what do I do for this? Stop this. I want to win these games. This guy, Jalen Hurts to me, is a person that wants to win so bad that he will argue with his best friend. He will argue with his mom. He'll argue with whatever it is to get that job done. But he's not going to blame anybody, number one. He's not that guy. This guy wants to win. I think we are very lucky to have him. I'm older, and I actually look at this guy as a role model because the way he carries himself and how much I know he wants to win for this city. All I got to say is this guy showed me what he was in 2022 when he outplayed Mahomes. And only because of either a call or something else, he lost that Super Bowl and he lost that MVP. The second year, he comes right back out there, missed the clutch, and go through the gauntlet, beating all of the best quarterbacks, all of the best team, Miami, coming back on Buffalo, winning all type of games, still win 11 games after not knowing what to do with that blitz. And two of the seven that he lost, he could have won, but the defense gave him up at the end of the game. Seattle. And against Arizona. So
he was great in Seattle. Yeah, he was awesome.
That could have been 13 wins in a messed up season. And he beat the Gauntlet. He beat all the big teams. The only teams he lost against was bad teams. So I would never say the character that this guy showed me, I would never say that he's saying what he said in a bad way. I know he's not that type of guy. I love this guy. And if he do something bad, I'll say some bad things about him. I was like, you missed the clutch, but y'all lost six games. I thought you would pull it out, Jalen. But he couldn't even do it. And that's why he was frustrated. So this year, I'm behind him, and I know he's coming out here and trying to win that chip for this city. He's going to do it every year. He's nothing like Carson Wentz, baby. We got a good guy. We better appreciate him. That's all I'm trying to say as a fan.
Yeah, well, and by the way, like the last 2 years, we do really have two different performances, like as different as they could be, 22 and 23.
But the first half, he was okay. He was going at it. Best, he beat like five of the best. That gauntlet was a hell of a gauntlet that he went to. Maybe that wore him the hell out. He beat all the good teams. Only good teams he lost against was San Francisco and Dallas. But he beat Dallas earlier. And two of them games he should have won. He had the lead at the end of the game. The defense gave those losses.
Well, yeah, but you can't.
The Seattle game was a disaster. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying we had the lead at the end of the game, right?
He could have easily won that game. He went deep for no reason. Just a little bit of blinders. He was awful in the Seattle game. Like, if he played normal Jalen Hurts football, they easily win that game. The defense held them to, like, 13 points before the Drew Lock drive. Drew Lock went 92 yards on that defense. It was horrible. But, like, Jalen gave them the ball late. What are we talking about?
I agree. Listen, I agree with that. All I'm saying is if a person gives you the lead at the end of a game, even though he messed up the whole entire game, he's clutch if he brings you back and you got the lead at the end of that game. At the end of the game, even though he didn't have a good game, he gave us the lead.
Also, the defense did their job against the Chiefs, which is also a big reason why they won that game. And the defense did their job against Dallas, reason why they won that game. I don't know if that's Jalen. Jalen beats all those teams, but like when they lose the bad team, it's like, well, what do you want him to do? Like it's just talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's all it is. It's fine. You like Jalen, but like it's a little bit of blinders on what happened last year.
Jack, can I say one thing, Jack?
I'm listening.
I'm not having blinders on. Jack, you are a hater of Jalen Hurts. You always have been.
I'm not a huge believer, no.
Yes, you are. All you care about is the Phillies. I don't want to argue with you, but I know. I hear it every day. All you care about the Philly, and I think you're a Carson Wentz guy, and you're still
love
upset
Carson.
That he took his job. You upset that
love
he took
Carson.
His job.
What?
So say, be honest about it. You're
I am.
He took
I am.
Job.
I'm a,
be
I'm
upset
not.
Because he took his job. And you
I'm not good.
You can't
I'm,
handle the truth.
Deep
you
breath.
You can't handle the truth.
I can. I don't care about the truth.
You can't I handle the truth, Jack. And I wish like, Ike was here because you're only talking trash because he's not there.
No, he no, would. He would do it. He would do it.
You can't handle the truth. All right,
he would do it. All right.
All right.
All right,
Joel, well, what do you love about fall?
I don't have blinders on, bro.
Yes, you
I don't
do.
Have them.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Like, you obviously do. Everyone listening knows you have blinders on. Everyone knows you. Listen.
Or the Phillies, you will go crazy.
Listen. Look in. Listen. Take the blinders off. Look in the mirror. And then we'll see where Jalen is this year.
Whatever,
but you obviously
whatever,
have blinders on. It's okay.
No, you got them on. And you know I'm telling the truth because you're mad he took
I don't care that Carson was done. Carson's done.
Oh, no,
he wasn't. He's not.
A, Jack, I hear because
he was done. I like 17
I
Carson. Yes.
About it, and you was like, keep going, keep going, because you want anything bad, anything
so,
that somebody said.
But Ike also loves. Also, Ike also loves Carson. Is he not? Oh. He's mad at Jalen because he took Carson's job.
Say what?
Ike also loves Carson. He had the LTBB.
I love Carson, but I'm saying you. You're upset because he took his job.
I don't care that he took his job.
Yeah, I think you might be.
I wish Carson
here,
didn't
Julius.
Fall apart. Yeah, because I believe in the talent
hater,
more.
Man.
Yes,
you're a hater. You don't like.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Don't like.
Yes,
no matter
he
what
does
he
not
does.
Impress me as a quarterback. Yes, I've said that many times.
I know. Oh, okay. So he don't impress you as a quarterback.
No.
He had the best Super Bowl ever, and he played against the best quarterback ever, and really outplayed him. And you can't
nice.
Ever take that from me, Jack, no matter how much you try.
I don't
bro.
Want to take that from you.
Year,
I don't want to take that from you.
He was in the running for the MVP again. Say the good things with the bad things, bro.
I
that's
have,
all I'm saying.
I'm
and
pretty
I'm
fair,
you,
actually.
He turned the ball over and cost us some games last year. Yes, 15, 20 turnovers. You can't have that. And
all right.
My quarterback know that. I guarantee
right.
you won't have it this
but,
year.
All right.
And you
deeper,
will be
hold on.
Gross,
hold
bro.
On. If you're going to make me admit all that, that's fine. Whatever makes you sleep at night, that's fine. Can you just admit he's horrible in the Seattle game for me?
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Julian.
That was beautiful.
Hater, man. Make it simple
all right.
Now,
you
at the end
oh
of the
my
year,
goodness.
Get ready to eat some crow.
I hope so. I hope so.
Super Bowl and be the MVP.
I hope so.
How about that?
I hope so.
All right. You guys done?
I guess so.
Julius.
Yeah, we're done.
Julius.
My goodness.
What's the best thing about fall?
It gets cooler. You can go out at the dinner and sit outside. Nice, beautiful air.
Yeah.
Instead of being all hot sitting outside.
I appreciate that. That's a good one, Julius. I do like the post-dinner, sit on the patio, sit on the deck,
it's
sit on the front
out,
step. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. You know, I love air conditioning. I'm a pro air conditioning guy.
Well, yeah.
But I do, you know, love the ability to walk out, not have to stay in the air conditioning. Because
you can only live without one for the rest of your life, air conditioning or a GPS.
I would get rid of the GPS.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd get anywhere.
Well, but most of your driving has been in the GPS era.
It has been.
Yeah. I drove before MapQuest.
I know.
You know?
I don't know how you guys got anywhere. I don't know how you parallel parked before backup cameras.
Yep. I did
know,
all those things.
I don't know how you got anywhere.
But I've never existed without air conditioning. So I'll get rid of GPS before air conditioning.
Air conditioning's a big one. But
yeah.
It only affects you here about, what, 5 months out of the year?
Well,
6 months out of the year?
Those are big 6 months,
it's
man.
A big 6 months. It's a big six.
I had an apartment in Ballykinwood without air conditioning, and I convinced myself putting a fan in the window was the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Not even close.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Now, heat, I would just be a fire guy, and we'd all huddle around the fire.
Really? You're starting a fire?
I'm
with a rock, two sticks?
Dude, I'm a...
Woodsman?
I'm a huge fire guy.
You're a huge fire guy.
I am. Like... Not in a bad way. Like, I just love campfires.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you start one without a match?
Why would I ever do that? There are matches.
Okay.
I can't. Like, if I wanted to, I probably could.
Oh, I don't think you could.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
But, like, also, I don't have to. There's
sure.
No, I don't use fire starters. I'm not that much of a quitter.
All right.
But I do, like, I have a lighter.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying if you were stuck on a camping trip
I could figure
in the
it
cold.
Out.
You think so?
Yeah. I have pretty good survival
can
skills.
Can we film that?
We'll see.
Okay.
These are test runs.
So CBS released their – CBS Sports released their top 10 NFL head coach quarterback combos. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts ranked number 7, which seems, you know, complimentary.
Yeah, actually,
I
that's
say.
Pretty high.
So – the ones in front of them, let's see if we agree. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, number one, obviously.
Well, that was not the case last year for certain people.
According to Nick, yeah. Number two, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh.
Sure.
Easy. Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan.
Shanahan with a whoever at quarterback.
Sure, and Purdy's as accomplished as Jalen is at this point, right? So if you take Kyle Shanahan over Sirianni.
I actually dislike Purdy a lot more.
Oh,
than,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. You hate Purdy.
I can't.
Number one ranked quarterback in the NFL.
95% sure I could do Brock Purdy's job.
I don't think so. Number four, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott.
Yeah, McDermott's interesting. Like, he's blown a lot of big games.
He has a lot of
big games. And, like, Allen obviously has his hand in that. But, like, I wonder if they could go back. Now, it's you never see this in football. And the Eagles might be the only one if Kellen Moore goes off and, you know, might get a head coaching job if they decide to slide him into the head coaching role to keep him. But, like, I wonder if they could go back. They would have kept Dable and gotten rid of McDermott.
I don't know. Well, like, Dable... Dable, we'll see on Dable, too,
I know,
though.
But at the
we'll
same time, like, too. Allen has not looked the same since Dable's gone.
No, absolutely not. Number five, Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to.
McVay still has that the wizard, I think,
yeah, the
thing
genius
to him.
Thing. Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl. And Matt Stafford, until he's cooked, I would say he's not cooked.
He's just old. He's been banged up every year.
And number six, Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor.
Yeah, feels low. I mean, as a fan of football, like, I hope Burrow has an all-together kind of year. Because, like, Burrow to me is no – like, and people will argue against it because, you know, anyone that's not Jalen, people will just say, you know, they'll bring out everything that you need to do. Like, Burrow reestablishing himself as a top three guy is something I'm rooting for this year.
I think it's good for football if he does, because he's one of the guys that all – when you see that player vote that was in ESPN – I think Joe Burrow was ranked among players as the fourth best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I think he's one of those guys that if he is healthy and looks good, he's just got that thing that everybody likes.
Yeah, he's got the it factor to him.
215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on? This is my thing with the Hurts thing, right? So when he says, I'm eager to learn, right? That's what stood out to me. Like, the whole thing about him throwing Kelce under the bus, that's not how I took it, because he clearly said we had a great player, Hall of Fame player, that they told him, they basically were saying he got it under control, right? If you watch all the, like, I'm not going to say all the games, but I saw, like, after the San Fran game last year, teams started blitzing the Eagles a lot more, and they look a lot more flustered, right? So if you're a player, right, and your success of beating a blitz, you're relying on Kelce to do it, and it's not working out. That's where I think Hurts is, like, he's taking on responsibility, saying, like, I'm eager to learn and I'm excited for this year, because maybe Kelce had too much on his plate. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not thinking that he's just taking a complete shot at him. But he did say
the thing that I think that's fair to look at that quote is like, all right, that's good, eager to learn, great. But he did say halt, like it halted his development, which feels a little bit like, what are we doing?
But Jack, that's like you, like we all, even like in the, like especially the Tampa Bay game, like that's all they did was blitz. Like we was just talking about how he called up an opposing coach. So for me, that's pretty low to do, but also it's showing me how he was not prepared. Like if that was Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers or whoever it was, I'd be saying the same thing. If you're calling up Wink Martindale, asking him questions about how to beat the blitz, that's the people that was in there wasn't preparing him for that.
Well,
and
I think
if he's a competitor, like you're paying him to do a job, right? So if somebody's paying you to do a job, like the job that we do now, we making whatever money. But if you're like a job like he has, he's making a lot of money and he still wants to win, you got to respect that. I just don't think that he's been put in the proper situation in a lot of circumstances last year to be successful against the Blitz. It has nothing to do with him dissing Kelce, because everybody in Philly loves Kelce. Like, Kelce's gone, bro. Like, it's all about this year. He's the one that picked out Cam Jurgens, right or wrong?
Yeah, so here's the thing, Derek. I agree with everything that you said there. I think the other interesting angle to this, aside from him, you know, taking blame or not taking blame, whatever it is why was he not part of that? So I think there's two ways you could look at it. You could look at it, the way that you're choosing to look at it and say, hey, they did not, for one reason, they decided not to have him prepared for that. They decided to not put that on his plate, and he suffered for it, and the team suffered for it, so bad on the coaches. That's one option. I would say the other option is one of a few things. One, like, his communication with the coaches was bad for one reason or another, and they decided not to do it. Or they decided maybe they were doing it at one point, or they tried to get him to do it, and he was not good enough at it. So those are I think what's more interesting is why it was off his plate completely, which, to your point, could be on the coaches, but also could be on him. I largely agree with the part of it where you say it's positive, where you say he wants to learn, he wants it on his plate. I think those are all positives. And I think the other thing is he might not be taking responsibility for last year, but he is certainly preemptively taking responsibility for this year. So I think more interesting than him throwing Kelce under the bus or whatever, more interesting is why they chose for it to be that way.
See, I don't take it up. See, my whole thing is because this is where I would rate Jason Kelce in some people's eyes. Like, people say he's an expert. He's an expert center, right? And for me, just because you're an expert at something doesn't mean you know every single thing or you've seen every single thing about that specific job. Like, teams were really, like, blitzing the heck out of the Eagles last year, and it might have overwhelmed Kelce and hurt. I'm telling you, Hurts, he did look lost. And I just think by him saying, like, this year, he has more on his plate and he's eager to do that, I think that that's his way of taking on that. I don't think that he's deflecting blame from himself. I just think that now if you want more responsibility for the blitz, I feel like he's taking on that. He's taking on that role as, you know, listen, I want to – football is, like, real instinctful. So if you just wait on Kelce to tell you where everything's coming from, like, Kelce might not have been seeing it right. And that's no diss against Kelce, because there was a lot of players coming his way. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and the bigger question was, and I think it was Bosa that said that they sort of solved the Eagles' problem, right?
Yeah, I felt like it all fell apart.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
For Jack. So, Jack, listen, like, people be calling you a hater and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that, right? Uh-huh. But this is how I debate sports with people, right? Like, you have to, like, throw the bias of people. Like, if you don't like somebody, then it's like, how can you have a real argument about it if you typically don't like somebody? So, like, when you talk about Jalen Hurts, like, you come off like you don't like him. That's why when the callers call in, the first thing they say is, oh, you're a hater.
I know, because they can't handle the truth. I mean, Derek. I know.
You're saying he can't handle the truth, but, like, even the last four that called, right, the first thing you said was he was awful in the Seattle game.
He was.
And then just going to hear me out. Then you said in the Kansas City game that the defense won that game for them. So it hurts had nothing to do with that. But that's what you were saying. But then also in the Seattle game, like, I felt like, he played a horrible game, right? And if the defense would have stopped Drew Lock from going 92 yards, we could have won that game, right? Just like in the Super Bowl, that was one of the most boring Super Bowls I've ever watched, right? That was two defenses going head-to-head. Patrick Mahomes looked like whatever, all that kind of stuff. So, like, quarterbacks aren't going to play great every single game. Just like Hurts, he's not going to be great every single game. Like, Bryce Harper ain't hit a home run since August what? Right?
Ninth.
You don't say nothing about that, right? Because
it's baseball.
Like Bryce Harper. You like Bryce Harper. That's what I'm saying. The bias, you come off with the bias a little bit too extreme. And I don't know if you're trying to be a hot, shaky guy and be like whatever, but I'm just saying that's why when the callers call in, they go at you. But
thank you.
It kind of like takes some of your knowledge a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Self-reflection for Jack. What's the best thing about fall, Derek?
The best thing about fall, man, you get these kids out the street, man, and send them back to school, man, because they be in the way.
Yeah, kids generally in the way. That's a good one, Derek. We'll get into the hater conversation in a second because I do think there are two different ways to look at that. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are Jalen Hurts' comments about Jason Kelce and the blitz a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing? 61% say nothing, 25% say a bad thing, 14% say a good thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We will ask him. Also, we got to find out if he is packed for,
you know, he is
for Brazil. Also, we got to talk to him about his disgraceful tweet from
does
yesterday.
Does he feel any shame?
Does he feel any shame?
Yes.
Wanted to mention as well, as you may or may not have heard about Johnny Gaudreau and Matt Gaudreau, his brother. Johnny Gaudreau from the area, went to Gloucester City High School, I believe, was a star in the Columbus Blue Jackets and was killed. He and his brother were killed last night by an apparent drunk driver the day before their sister's wedding. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
You know, I think Gaudreau was 30 years old.
31.
31. And obviously we send our love and our prayers to that family and the friends. A constant reminder of a couple of things is, you know, how precious and short life can be.
Yes. That,
and unpredictable. And for your family, your friends, your loved ones to make every second and every day count. It's a just an awful story. They were in town for their sister's wedding,
yep,
which was going to be today.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say is that we all drive every day, or most of us drive every day. And I think when you drive every day, you can take it, you can take the power and seriousness of what a car can do lightly. And obviously, you know, since I was a kid, drinking and driving has been an issue that people have talked about publicly, which is awful, especially now with Uber and all the different options you have. But any sort of distracted kind of driving, from drinking and driving to looking at your phone to fighting with the passenger in the passenger seat, just an awful reminder about how destructive a car can be, how heavy and fast and all those things that are going. And just remember that next time you're on the road.
Yeah, that one hit like a ton of bricks this morning. Like, it's just, you think about the whole situation, you think about it as two young kids, like that's absolutely awful. I think Matt just got married a little bit ago. So, you know, and our good friend Hunter Brody obviously is close with them. I feel for him, like everyone involved. Like, the thing was just, it was just awful. Yep. It was really, really awful. So prayers out to them.
Prayers out to them. All right. Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.